Dozens of people crowd the guardrail along Hungry Point. On the beach, a fireman waits to light a stack of gasoline-doused pallets. Those with binoculars train them in the direction of the Sockeye Islands. Finally, two faint lines of the twin hulls appear. Excited chatter ripples through the crowd. Drummers, many dressed in regalia, start up a steady beat. All along North Nordic Drive, onlookers wave from windows and doors and lawns. Minutes later, the Hokulea gently eases into the South Harbor. Tribal members line the dock, drumming softly as the crew ties up. They begin the formal protocol of asking each other who they are and where they're from. The next morning, crew member Tua Pittman explained that the greeting protocol is based on their culture of memorizing genealogies.
You go back through the generations. Somewhere along that line of genealogy, the people of the land can connect to a person and say, your family, welcome. And, you know, it's for me, it's so fulfilling that we're still doing that now.
The Hokulea was built in 1975. A rotating crew has sailed the vessel around the world several times since. It was built as a way to reclaim the traditional navigation of Hawaii. But crew member Lucy Lee says it also helped the people of Hawaii feel connected to their heritage after decades of cultural repression.
One of the things that I think was so special about Hukula'a was that she brought Hawaiians forward and gave them something to be proud of again.
One of the tools of traditional navigation is the Hawaiian Star Compass. The compass is based on the star positions, with the canoe at its center. The day after the arrival of the Hokulea, the crew has set up a demonstration of the Star Compass at Sandy Beach Park. Captain Mark Ellis is talking Karen McCullough through the process of celestial navigation.
Now, what's really cool about the North Star, it also is a latitude marker. So the further south you go, the North Star actually drops.
Towards the horizon.
Towards the horizon.
Wow, and that helps you know you're okay. Where, too.
That helps you know how far north or south of the equator you are.
Oh, wow.
Tua Pittman is a navigator on this leg of the journey. He spent years learning the craft. He says that the early morning hours of navigation are the hardest for him, but the difficulty is part of the reward.
You look across at the star compass on your canoe and you see the sunrise exactly where it's supposed to be. And that satisfaction of having withstood this whole 24-hour period of staying awake and keeping the canoe on a good course, it becomes very satisfying.
Mark Ellis has been with the Hokulea since he was young. He agrees that life on the boat can be both extremely challenging and extremely rewarding.
And I go home and I tell my wife, I'm not going to go out again on a deep one. Remember to tell me that. But my wife always forgets to tell me.
Ellis says he keeps going out to be part of something bigger than himself. The art of traditional navigation was almost lost, and he says he doesn't want that to happen again.
I voyage for my grandchildren's grandchildren. I voyage for them so that they never have to learn about voyaging again from a book or from a video. I voyage so that navigation never goes extinct.
Back at Sandy Beach Park, it's raining hard, but the crowd is growing. There's a feast of salmon and shrimp and fry bread, herring eggs and potato salad with kelp. Kids from Petersburg's Native Youth Olympics team demonstrate their abilities. The crew pulls the town folks into a circle and invites them to sing Aloha Hawaii. The song expresses love for Hawaii and is traditionally sung at gatherings. The last event of the day is a tour of the canoe. It's still raining, but a long line forms on the floats at the South Harbor. Crew member Rex Lokeni asked to hear each visiting child's name.
I am forever grateful that you are bringing your kids with us. I'm going to be up front. I don't really care about old people. I care about them. The ones who are coming after us. They will be the architects of our society and where this world is heading in the near future.
The next morning, the Hokulea headed south, bound for Wrangell under sunny skies. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.